Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Showtime! How y'all feel?
All I want to know if you got your popcorn ready. On three. One, two, three.
This is Wichita's Sports Daily with Bruce Hurdle and Shane Dennis on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM.
And good morning, everybody. Good to have you with us as we get going on a Friday. Quite a night throughout the country last night. It kind of trumps a lot of what we'll be discussing today. Be that as it may, we are obviously aware of what's going on in Minneapolis and Louisville and other places where protests are continuing. And we'll use that, of course, as a backdrop for what we are doing today. Boy, Shane, crazy times we're living in right now, huh?
Oof. Oh, man, you had to bring that up. I know it's kind of the elephant in the room.
Yeah, probably have to mention it at the very least and refer to it and can't act like it's not going on. These are very real issues.
All right. Yeah. Let's do this then. I'll say this. How is the cop not behind bars? Period.
It's a great question.
There's my question that I'll just leave out there, regardless of your stance or how you were born, if you know what I mean. I'm not sure how he is not behind bars.
Well, that may happen before the day is out. We'll have to wait and see. But anyway,
in the aftermath is not as ugly because a guy lost his life, but looting the stores and turning Minneapolis into, well, having to call in the National Guard, as I understand it, too, right? I mean,
sure, at least the state police.
Yeah,
state police were making arrests and CNN reporter and his crew were arrested.
Yeah.
It's staggering. Absolutely staggering.
And can I go ahead and stereotype or generalize and say if this can happen in Minneapolis, Minnesota, then it can probably happen anywhere? I don't think of Minneapolis of being a racially, electrically charged hotspot when I think of that sort of thing happening in the United States, but just goes to show you.
Well, horrific.
Can we bring it back to the pandemic at all?
Sure.
With everybody's restlessness and impatience.
Mm-hmm.
And
fair enough.
Is that too much to connect? I'm not excusing behavior or but I'm simply throwing that out there as a, you know, I believe that's got to be a factor when you're talking about everybody's fuses being a little short, whether it's inside the store or the gentleman himself or the cop or everybody in the aftermath that's looting Target.
I am all for peaceful civil unrest. I'm all for protest. I think that the death of George Floyd and the manner in which he was taken speaks for itself, quite frankly. My problem with protest is when it goes from protest to people just being violent and destructive for the sake of being violent and destructive, that don't even know what they're out there doing except that they want to smash someone's window, steal some stuff out of a store, whatever the case. When it escalates to that point, which it did in various places last night, I have to give pause and take a moment, because the very real issue here is for Minneapolis police officers, one in particular, basically leading their actions or inactions, leading to the death of someone who, as far as I know, based on the information that I have, was trying to what? Pass a $20, a counterfeit $20 bill,
yeah,
or
at a grocery store. Or
I mean,
something.
That's it, at a grocery store. Okay, so, and he lost his life. So, anyway, this is where we are. And I agree, Shane. I think that you bring up a good point. And as this stuff was all unfolding last night, I thought of that and molded over that the shortness of fuses that people have at this particular point because of what we've all had to deal with and will continue to deal with for the months ahead and the months that have gone by. So just crazy stuff and just tragic, tragic. So anyway,
we've got the world of sports, which you can't make comparisons with tragedy because no one's dying crazy negotiations. But to, I guess, further the pandemic thread or similarity, we're at a never-before-seen impasse when it comes to Major League Baseball and the Players Association. There was an interesting article written by a friend of the show and radio.com baseball guy, Bob Nightingale, on USA mm-hmm. Today. And this was in the aftermath of Max Scherzer saying what he said. Scott Boras, super agent, according to Trevor Bauer, kind of meddling in their business. And so they went back and forth on Twitter, as Trevor Bauer is wont to do. And then, of course, and then somehow Kyle Loesch, former Twins great, got involved, and Trevor Bauer basically stiff-armed him and tried to put him in his place. But anyway, the Major League Baseball and the union, according to Bob, as he put it, can't stay on the side of each other right now. But Bob is convinced that there is no way that we won't play baseball this year.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of dollars to be lost. From the owner's standpoint, this is what it gets down to, Bruce, and this is what it always gets down to, but I don't mean to sound like a preachy guru, but it's trust between the players and the owners. The players will be reminded that the owners are going to lose about $2 billion if they play regular season games without fans and concessions and parking and all that stuff. That's about a 40% loss of their projected revenue. And it'll also cost the owners about $700,000 to play one game with no fans. This is according to the owners. Now it's down really to one thing. Do the players believe them? And there's one concession that's already been made to the players that I think is getting swept under the rug here and making it easier for, I don't want to single out Max Scherzer, but it makes it easier for the players to say not just no, but hell no to the second proposal of percentage cuts. Okay, the players agreed to a prorated salary on March 26th. So 2 months ago, they agreed to just get paid prorated, which seems very fair and like, duh. We're going to pay you for the games you played. Here's the kicker, though. The owners say that that deal was based on having fans in the stands.
Oh, please.
Well, that's what they said.
Right.
And, but on the other hand here, before you go jumping on the owners, you may have forgotten that the union fought for players' service time in their original agreement, and the owners gave it to them. So players will receive a full year of service no matter if the game is played in 2020 or not.
Right.
Now, what does that mean? Obviously, they wouldn't get paid this year, but that is huge to get a year of service time, a full year, no matter what. If you, if a game is played in 2020, so you get sent up or down, no, doesn't matter. You get a full year of service time and credit for it. And players, just to kind of move it forward here for you, if a player is a first-time arbitration-eligible player, they have received about $300 million in increased salaries. So this is an extreme example, but let's say Mookie Betts was 1 year short of becoming arbitration-eligible, all right? And this year in 2020, when he didn't play, but he got that guaranteed year of service time, he went from whatever he was making to $27 million.
Right.
So.
And it also helps to accumulate time spent in the big leagues towards
the
pension.
Big league service time.
Which is huge.
Yes. You get to 10 years, you're making
exactly.
A ton of money when you retire.
Totally.
So I think that's maybe a ace up the sleeve of the players, and that maybe something that the rest of us have forgotten, but maybe the owners need to bring into light if you really want to get into a mud clod throwing contest, which, you know, they kind of have. But so that's, I just wanted to bring that up and throw another log onto the fire, I guess.
Sure.
But it's something I can't think we kind of forgot. Like, big league service time got guaranteed 2 months ago, when mm-hmm. the owners consented and said, yeah, you got it. A full year of service time. And hopefully we'll hear from Jeff Passan here in a second. Got some sound from him, ESPN baseball guru, basically saying that Major League Baseball, the players, aren't even really going to consider this a counteroffer because they're basically going to ignore what the owners just proposed. I mean, it's like they're turning a deaf ear. Like, really? You're serious? That was an offer? So after what Scherzer said, they're going to just go forward with a, not necessarily a counteroffer, and maybe it's just Passan's verbiage that kind of struck me as funny, but it was more than just a slap in the face, according to the players, that the owners wanted to slash their salary one more time. So,
is it possible, Shane, in the climate that has existed, that currently exists, and that has seemingly always existed between the players and owners, who always have the most contentious back and forth in really all of Major League sports? There's a history of this, and it dates back, we talked about it, well before the striking of the reserve clause and the relationships that players and owners had, if you call them relationships, previous to the reserve clause being scratched, and the advent of free agency. But there are trust issues that go well beyond financial here. If the players are in a position where the owners are backtracking from something or other that they agreed to 2 months ago. Prorated salaries.
Well, their comeback is, hey, this was all contingent on fans being in the stands. And I guess
we can get into
that, too, because Texas is opening up their stadiums. So
okay.
something may happen.
And that might be fodder for fans. It's not fodder for players. I don't think that there's a player out there that would. These are billionaires. These are people who run very successful businesses. And, okay, so whatever the case may be, at the end of this, there is a component of health and safety and well-being here. If you cannot trust your employer, now this is just the player's view, so I realize that there's two sides to every story,
mm-hmm.
or at least argument, that if you can't trust them financially, And if you can't trust them in a place where you thought something was already organized, why in the world would you trust them with your health? Why in the world would you say, well, I mean, you're asking us to take all of the health risk and to absorb a good portion of your financial risk. Sorry. I mean, I think I've been pretty firm on what side of the argument here. My side of the argument is get it done and don't play this out publicly at a time when you really don't need to do this. This is something that you can do at other times. This is an outlier. This is the unicorn season. This hopefully will never happen again. Figure out a way to get through this season and get on the field and be done with it. Then you can get into your petty disagreements and your stiff arming and name calling and finger pointing at another time. Because if you end up being the one that can't get to the field during a pandemic when hockey and basketball and football are trying to move heaven and earth to do it, and maybe not for all of the right reasons, for the fans and this, that, and the other thing, but for the health and well-being of their sport, then shame on both of them. But having said that, the owners are faceless in this argument. I mean, all of the people out there that are listening to us right now, I want you to think about owners that have a face to you, owners that you know about in Major League Baseball. They're making their arguments, accusations, offers, whatever the case that it is, from behind a cloak of secrecy. Nobody really knows, unless you're digging into this, who these people are. So who are the people that are going to get, that are going to draw the ire of fans? It's going to be the players, because the players are the ones that we know of. We know all the players. It irritates me.
All right. Here's a little bit of what Jeff Passan had to say, what Major League Baseball's next move is not a counteroffer at all.
From what I was told last night, the Players Association is essentially going to treat that Tuesday offer from Major League Baseball like it never existed. They're just going to go and make an offer themselves about what they want. And that offer is going to include more than 100 games in the season, as opposed to the 82-game season that MLB had proposed. And it's also going to talk about how they will be paid their full prorated share of their salaries. And that is a big sticking point here. Where this goes, you have one side with Major League Baseball here that is entrenched. You have another side with the Players Association here that is entrenched. At some point, if there's going to be baseball this year, Greeny, one of the sides has to bend even just a little bit. And I don't know which side that's going to be at this point.
All right. There you go. That's Jeff Passan talking to Mike Greenberg and talking about not the latest, because nothing's really happened over the last 24 hours except for a little more bickering, but a little more clarification with Bob Nightingale's article in USA Today. Before we move on off of that, in addition to really heated, exchanges between the players and the owners, there was the sweeping cuts of minor league players yesterday.
Wow.
It was hundreds and hundreds of minor leaguers were cut. More waves are expected. There is some argument or discussion on, they didn't really get a chance to play toward the end of spring training, so some of these guys are going to get their heads lopped off anyway. Yeah, probably, but not to this extent in numbers, and probably not as jarring as this. This is a shocking look that cuts may end up numbering more than 1,000 because of minor league baseball taking such a hit and probably not playing at all. No minor league season, plus the draft coming up only has 5 rounds. And some of these the reason why it's so jarring that the numbers are what they are is, don't we believe that, and I know we're running up against it, Jad, so be patient here, but don't we both agree, Bruce, that some of these low-level minor league teams aren't coming back anyway, and we're probably going to get contracted even without a pandemic, so there's quite a few players that, frankly, we're going to have jobs anyway. It's a bad look, and maybe the pandemic just sped up the business of baseball the way they wanted it anyway. But, man, that's to see thousands or hundreds and maybe thousands by the end of it of minor league players getting their dream dashed and it's over with, kind of a sad part of the game and certainly a business part of the game that is really cold.
Yeah, it is cold, and the perception will be the reality, because the perception will be that Major League Baseball used a pandemic to basically to institute this, when in truth, this kind of condensing of professional baseball, probably, Shane, I think that you would agree, was in the offing anyway. It was going to happen in some shape or form. It was going to happen. It will have a bad look, and it will be, and it will look a little different through the prism of the pandemic. But I don't think that the minor league model is competitively one that Major League Baseball, based on conversations that I've had, think works the best way, and is certainly it makes it much more rangy, much more expensive, even though minor league players aren't making anything. And Major League Baseball was looking for a way to tighten that belt, and it looks like it probably will happen.
Yeah.
At least, what, 40 teams? Is that what they're talking about?
At least,
mm-hmm. Yeah, 40-ish teams.
That's a lot of players.
Moving forward, yeah. And I guess the thought would be that most of the high-level prospects will still continue to play in Triple and Double A, but they'll move a lot of the younger players to their spring training facilities and have them train and work. Yeah, and have them work out and do all those things under the auspices of and control of the teams, which on one level makes pretty good sense. So, again, appearances be damned in this thing. It was going to happen one way or the other. Well, this is a nice, easy, smooth beginning to the show, wasn't it?
At least it's Friday.
You got that going for us.
Lee Sterling makes his triumphant return from Paramount Sports. Yeah, he'll talk about what to bet on here in the next segment. And also next hour, we'll have Josh Lewinberg, our out-of-work media guy. He's a Raptors beat reporter. We'll talk some NBA and what Josh Lewinberg's been doing the past time. That's a Friday edition of Sports Daily. It's Shane, and it's Bruce, and it's Jad, and it's Lee Sterling coming up.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.